What's going on, Three Wide Nation? Again, we're back for another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Gruner III. He with the guys coming to you. I'm actually recording this on February 3rd, Thursday, a cold, chilly, cold, chill Thursday evening here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks, where I usually do this podcast. And of course, this is where I live, Manhattan, Kansas, all about the latest in the world of motorsports. We get all kickstarted on Sunday, folks, with a little bit of preseason racing out there in Los Angeles. The Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And this is going to be the little bit of a truck preview edition of the podcast. I know we did a huge episode last weekend with my guy AJ from Loose Lux Podcast. You have not checked it out. I prefer the good go. You guys go and check that out. A lot of good stuff in that almost really two hour episode right there, just about. So definitely us kicking it, catching up a little bit, and just kind of giving you the lowdown here before LA on Sunday, pretty much. So I'm not gonna spoil it at all. Please go to back and check that out. Also, this episode, Truck Edition, will be out tomorrow night, Friday night, usually where the trucks race, unless it's a shortened weekend. And then, of course, I will have a preview of the Clash. And now that I have a better understanding of what's going on Sunday morning before it all goes down, actually, really, everything starts Saturday. So I might do it. I might post it Saturday, or I might just have to do it after Saturday's practice and qualifying. Yes, practice and qualifying. I'm back. The good old days are back when talking about looking at these cars. We practice and qualifying. You're basically getting yourself hyped up for the weekend. We missed that around here. Last couple of years we had like less qualifying, set the field and all this other stuff like that. We're back to practice and qualifying. You're definitely going to see that on Saturday at LA. And of course, I'm going to qualify. Now that I've reread the rules of the Clash a couple of times this week, I have a little bit better understanding of what's going on. So it's like, I'm going flying in blind. I don't know what's going on with the Clash, but after reading some rules over and over, and I'll still read them over and over, now I have a better understanding what is going on. So this has this type of dirt-ish-esque feel to it, as I'm going to say to that. You have all your little heat races, and then your top finishers. You're not in that certain spot. You don't transfer to the big show. So that's what I get from there. So if I spoiled anything, then you have to go back and check that out as well. So definitely I don't have the lowdown, and I will just go run through the teams as well that are going to be a part of the NASCAR Cup Series season, and the 40 that are going to participate in the Clash deal, the debut out in Los Angeles, USC Coliseum, home of the Trojans, and home of course, new head coach Lincoln Riley, who dipped out of OU. That's a whole other story to this point. But yeah, we have all that going on. So a jam-packed edition. So get you guys hyped up. If you have not checked out episode, was it 3 of season 7 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, go check that out. Also, we'll have this out Friday night, the Truck Series preview. And then it looks like I'm going to wait until the 40 week to the heats are set on after Saturdays. And I'll definitely break it all down for you guys as well. So that will strictly be focused, Clash focused episode there. Sunday leading all the way up to the festivities. And of course, there's some heavy hitters that will be doing some, what is it? The grand marshals of the weekend, Eric Dickerson, LA legend. One of them, Jeff Gordon, at the recording of this podcast. It will be one of those as well. I think Jim Abbott is another one. I believe Jim Abbott was a former baseball player, but I'm speaking. I know that that last name is very familiar to the baseball concept. And, of course, gold medalist, three-time gold medalist, Misty May Traynor will be one of those grand marshals as well. So I'm telling you, the LA got the heavy hitters, and we already know Ice Cube gonna be performing along with a couple of others during or in between heat races or something in the lines of that nation. So we got the big hitters going on here. And of course, after Clash, 2 weeks from, I probably say now, I suppose, the duels will be going out 2 weeks from tonight, actually. So yeah, that's part of Daytona 500 weekend as well. So I mean, it's really literally right around the corner. You got the Clash getting your the appetizer this weekend, the Clash, and then of course the main appetizer, the main course, the Daytona 500 in 2 weeks, folks. Just literally right, and it's sandwiched in between the Super Bowl 56 Cincinnati Bengals and the, oh boy, the Los Angeles Rams. For the second straight year, we have the host team in the Super Bowl. So we'll see if the host team can make it 2 for 2. But Rams, they're going to have their hands full with one cool Joe Burrow there. And I had to deal with him. That was LSU. But the dude's starting to rub off on me a little bit. So he's up there as far as my favorite quarterbacks goes. Time to time. So, but we have so much to get to there for that next week. And maybe since I have a day off of the work week, which is very weird because of somebody in my work, since the Saturday night driver apparently quit, I got fill in. So that could leave the door open for a possible, definite possible, actually, special guest. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what I can come up with here between now and then, and maybe before the green flag drops of the Daytona 500. But yeah, there's a lot going on with this podcast. We're getting fired up for the 2022 season. And yes, the trucks, come across some news. Johnny Sauter is going to be dipping in, just pulling a Grant Infinger. Let's just get into this now. He's going to be with... Just read this earlier, just prior to me hopping on to, I'll check that out later. Let's see. Yeah, Johnny Sauter, he's going to be going with the G2G Racing. Timmy Veend, making his debut in the sport. I know I'm jumping out of the order here. Johnny Sauter, he's still going to expect it to be with Thor Sport as well. I guess he's splitting up his season into two teams, G2G. Johnny Sauter is going to be doing 13 races in the 47. This is all speculating that he's going to finish the other half as well with Thor Sport. And it looks like Timmy Veins, the owner of this team, and Roger Roos will be running the 47 as well. And then also full-time in the truck series, Matt Jaskel, we run it driving the 46 truck for Lift Kits for Less and Auto Parts for Less sponsorship as well. So definitely, yeah, that's congratulations to those guys as well. And speaking of Thor Sport, yeah, congratulations to Christian Eckes, one of the winners last year, late in the season. He picked up. He was doing part-time with Grant Infinger in that ride. Remember what we talked about last year on this podcast, that now is not happy with the decision that bent to put Grant Infinger part-time? I was not happy with that idea. Well, you know, Christian Eckes, every time he was in that 98 truck, he made a huge difference right there. So definitely, he made the most out of it, and on top of that, got the wins needed as well. So definitely, when you look at it, huge congratulations to Eckes, and now he's back full-time. He was with Kyle Busch Motorsports for a couple years full-time with them. He didn't get a win, but he was knocking you on the door. You remember that, guys? Yeah. So definitely back in the full-time saddle, Christian Eckes in that 98 truck. As well, I know it's going to sound like I'm hitting darts across the board again with the truck series, but you don't know what you get. We know there are full-time drivers in this series. I'm working my down from the basement up So you're gonna have to bear with me here in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 Eddie Greeter III here on this chilly night here in Manhattan, Kansas. Earlier this morning it was 2 degrees out here, and now it's going to post me down to 1, almost negative, almost a 0 to this point. So yeah, definitely winter is definitely, well, it's already upon us to this point. We had a little bit of a winter storm early in the week, and all that's been kind of come and gone, and now we're just dealing with the chilly ass cold weather and all that other stuff. And so there's that as well here. Yeah, it's going to be bouncing across the board here because, yes, remember Tyler Ankrum, folks? Another one of those guys that are going to be in the series, still in the series, actually. He's moved from GMS to the Hattori 16 to fill the Austin Hill seat. Ankrum, of course, did not win a race last year in 2021. So that's a big move on that part as well. And then as I'm looking at some of these rides here, of course, the number 96 Peck Motorsports, you have Todd Peck, of course, driver owner. How many times I've mentioned this before on several instances on this podcast, the driver owner compartment still live and kicking, especially in the truck series and really in the Xfinity series for that matter as well. Todd Peck, 96 there as well. You're gonna have Joe Nemechek back in the 87 truck with Nemco Motorsports. And I've already mentioned Timmy Veans. He will be driving, of course, his own stuff as well. And then Young's Motorsports is going to have one of the young upcoming drivers in that seat as well. That's going to be, looks like Tony Brettinger as well will be there as well. These are kind of, I'm working for the bad teams, for the exception of Tyler Ankrum. Moving over from the GMS to Hattori Racing, you know Hattori Racing is going to have winning race trucks there, and Ankrum will have an opportunity to win races there. Austin Hill was contending week in, week out. Ankrum, it's kind of, I don't have the numbers on him in front of me at the moment, but yeah, he had a down year last year there. Really struggled last year. So hopefully this move from GMS over to Hattori can revitalize some of that passion that he got with a upset win, of course. And was he a part of the playoffs? I thought he was last year. Maybe I was wrong on that. Of course, it's been a while. That's why I'm going through this anyways. Thor Sport Racing 66. This is going to be part-time, folks, for these two drivers. And one of them should be familiar with in the Cup Series. One of them, Ty Majeski. He raced full-time. I believe he raced full-time last year in the series for Nice Motorsports at one time or another. And you have Paul Menard, according to what I'm looking at. When looking at this ride, he's going to be doing some races there as well. So there's that, according to what I have now. I'm just going off what I'm seeing right now. This could all be wrong, but of course, this is going into the season, so we're a couple weeks away from that as well. Of course, these are a couple from last year. Jessica Friesen, who ran that dirt race, Knoxville, and did not get a chance to qualify. Bristol could be back, or definitely could be back, actually. Excuse me that. The number 49 CMI Motorsports Chevy by Ray Cicerelli. And we already said this guy named Roger Roos, so we know where he's going. Yeah, this is kind of hit and miss right here as well. Let's see. Yeah, it's supposed to be 2022 as well here. Oh, yeah, so Matty D, we talked about him. You missed it on the AJ crossover. You might check that as well. This is kind of one of the storylines to follow here. Let's see. I think this is part-time. Yeah, no wonder. This is part-time stuff. No wonder I'm, like, so confused. But anyways, yeah, Matt DiBenedetto. We'll stick with this storyline, folks. I kind of went out there, made a statement out there that he was overrated last year and Big Talk No Show. And AJ had a good point. Again, I'm not going to spoil it because go back, check it out, wherever you listen to your podcast. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be interesting. You know, the type of driver he could have been, missed opportunities and wins in the Cup Series, made a bold-ass mistake with his mouth. So, I mean, this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for him. But again, it's like a wait and see, and I'm definitely interested to see if this is going to light a fire under the ass of Matty DiBenedetto here this year. Can he step up? Can he step up and win and compete in the top 10? You're a top 10, top 15 driver in a Cup Series moving down. And this is somewhat of a, I'm not going to say it yet because John Nemechek, he betted on himself and decided I don't want to run in 25th to 30th every weekend. I want to contend for wins. And that he proved himself last year, even though he came short in the championship, 5 wins. Oh, by the way, John Nemechek, he's going to be a favorite, one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to try to get back to the championship four and win a thing. But yeah, Matty D, same thing. Can that, all that experience, you know, I don't know, Rackley Racing ain't no Kyle Busch Motorsports, and ain't no Thor Sport. Like Christian Eckes walking into a tremendous opportunity for him to make the postseason. This is a chance for DiBenedetto to, right or wrong, to fall like he has fallen. I mean, there are some points in that conversation when we talked about Matty D in the last episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 there. I can rehash those easily. Yeah, I mean, this is an opportunity for this guy, you know, to prove everybody that you can run up front on a consistent basis. And all that, you have to go up there and contend. Now, I don't know how well their Rackley's equipment is. This is a new team for what it is. So this is gonna be full time operation here. So I'm definitely gonna be intrigued for that. I'm gonna skip over some of this because this is definitely So definitely part time stuff there. So we know. DiBenedetto, we know the Matt Crafton be back in the 88. Christian Eckes full-time. Kobe Howard in number 91. McNally, Hickman Racing Chevrolet. There, and the other one here, Chase Purdy in the 61 truck. Yeah, 61 truck. This is also a Tory, so it looks like Tyler Ankrum's going to have a teammate there with Chase Purdy. And we've seen Purdy before, dibble dabble in this series. You're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. This is your quote unquote truck preview edition of the podcast. Yeah, Chase Purdy, you're going to see him there. 61 truck. Again, I suspect him to be competitive in there. Timmy Hill. Hill Motorsports Toyota there. According to prior to Daytona, they've added Kobe Enterprises. The sponsor will be on board for the Daytona week as well. And they're also planning to run a second truck as well. Timmy Hill, obviously the, iRacing legend, one of them anyways in there as well. So yeah, Timmy Hill continues that transition as well. We'll probably see him in the Xfinity series as well. Stuart Friesen back in a 52 truck for Hamar Racing full time. I suspect he's going to be a player in trying to get himself back to the postseason as well. You know, he's going to be, and we'll see if that team can get going. They had some inconsistencies last year. Again, I don't have the last year's stats on me at this time. We're coming up with 2022, so we're going to have some new stats, but yeah, that's going to be interesting to follow that as well. Kyle Busch Motorsports, I mentioned them early on in this episode. One of their drivers, they're going to have Corey Heim behind one of those trucks in that 51. Heim last year performing very well. I think this is the dude that ran up in the top 3 at Darlington last year. Heim was really is impressive to me anyways. He obviously will have Cessna JBL and Mobil One as a sponsor. And he's going to be competing in 15 truck races this year. Yeah, Corey Heim, yeah, he was definitely impressive last year in some of those races. And yeah, Darlington, for me, comes to my mind immediately. And then the chaos that ensued in the latter portions of that race last year. So definitely, I expect Heim to maybe play a factor and maybe contend for one or two races. That's kind of my bold prediction for him as concerns there. We talked about G2G Racing. There it is. Johnny Sauter, Timmy Vaines, Roger Roos. That threesome right there. The trio will be running that truck this year. And that's Johnny Sauter's going to be doing this, at least running for Tim Vaines part-time. I just said that. And then he's expected, from what I've read from the top NASCAR dudes, media dudes, that he's suspected to run half of that with ThorSport, a long-time trucker in Johnny Sauter there as well. So definitely that's we'll see how that goes. But obviously it can be done as Grant Infinger that because he divided up last year's season into two, driving the 9 and then drove the 1998 truck for ThorSport Racing there as well. And there's the other entry to the 46 full-time season. Matt Jaskel will get the call to run the full-time schedule there as well. So they have one entry there as well. Nice Motorsports, Lawless Allen. Wow, that's a name that I have not heard. He's going to be running full-time for, I mentioned Nice earlier with Ty Majeski. Well, that seat was filled by Lawless Allen. He's going to be running full-time for that team this year. So we're going to learn a lot about some of these new cats in the truck series this year. The, let's see. Nice Motorsports 44 truck will have Dean Thompson also full-time this year. And then the return of Carson Hocevar in the 42 truck. Of course, he made a splash in the postseason 1 year ago. And so he really came on in the second half of the season. So there you go. With the veteran, Hocevar, then Thompson and Allen. So interesting lineup for Nice Motorsports going into 2022. I'm interested to see how that goes right there as well. They have nobody in the 40 at this moment of time as of February 3rd of this podcast, 2022 as well. And then, of course, one of the moves that was big moves that was made in the offseason, of course, Zane Smith. Of course, Ty Gilliland is now full-time rookie in the Cup Series. More on Gilliland in the class preview. Of course, I talked about Gilliland quite a bit in the offseason anyway. So if you have not gone, that episode is in the archives as well. Go back and check that out. Zane Smith made the move, GMS, the Front Row Motorsports. Zane Smith has finished second in the Camry World Truck Series 2 years in a row. He brings that experience over to Front Row Motorsports. So Front Row trying to take that next ladder up. You know they're going to have the equipment there. Obviously, Todd Gilliland ain't going anywhere. He just moved up from the trucks, skipped the Xfinity Series, which was a very interesting move there to the Cup Series. But yeah, Zane Smith, he's going to be hungry. He was in position last year to win that championship. And then, of course, Ben Rhodes, who I have not mentioned. We're over to the fourth quarter of this podcast. I have not mentioned the defending champion of the Camry World Truck Series. That is Ben Rhodes in a number 99 truck, obviously returning. He made some gains last year, obviously. So he will be hungry, looking to repeat this year as champion there as well. So yeah, Zane Smith, the runner from last year to the champion of Rhodes as well. Josh Reum, for Reum Brothers Racing Chevrolet, not 34. The plan is to run multiple guys in his 34. We'll see what happens there as well. Tate Fogelman will be with the On Point Motorsports team in number 30 as well. Yeah, Matt DiBenedetto in number 25. Jack Wood, he will be back. He's going to be full-time, actually, in the 24 GMS this season. So again, we'll learn more about these. I'm pretty sure I've heard of his name a couple, came across his name a couple of times last year, but never really paid attention to him as well. But finally, speaking of Grant Ifinger, who I've mentioned bits and pieces here and there in this episode, he's going to be driving for GMS Racing. So Eckes full time in an M98, Ifinger full time with GMS Racing there, and he brings with him Champion Power, his longtime sponsor with him from ThorSport over to GMS. What a big get for GMS Racing to get him there as well. So obviously Champion will be with Ifinger for the next 2 seasons. How big is that for him? And what a big pick me up there after he basically got robbed last year, but snatched from a full time to half for a full time for to a part time for whatever the hell reason that is there. So, but tonight, great job, great job, great dude. Obviously, you've heard his interviews before from the Lap Traffic podcast. Great dude. Excited to see what he can do. Obviously, he's going to be right there. I think he's going to be right there. GMS knows how to run up front, contend for championships. Obviously, Ifinger is definitely going to be one of those big players this year for sure. And then for AM Racing Chevy, that's going to be Austin Wayne Self as usual. Wayne Self, the longtime trucker as well, back in that. And of course, the O2 Youngs Motorsports Chevy. For right now, for Daytona Week, has Danny Bone in that truck as well. The McNally Hickman Racing Team, the number 19, familiar face in that. Derek Krause in that ride. Of course, we'll have veteran crew chief Shane Wilson with him. And the teams actually switched from Toyota to Chevrolet in the off-season as well. So, interesting move here. We'll see how long that team can dial up and gear. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here. Kind of put a bow, start to get a tie bow on the Truck Series 2022 preview show here on the EG3 show. Chandler Smith, who got on the board in the postseason last year, his first couple wins, one at Bristol, his first truck win at Bristol, and then ended 2021 with the win at Phoenix back in the 18. For Kyle Busch Motorsports there as well. We're going to see Ryan Preece in the 17 David Gillon Racing truck. He's supposed to run 7 truck races this year. Obviously, Ryan Preece. Oh, yeah, and Preece, by the way, for those of you who haven't paid attention from the last episode, even the episode before that, he's supposed to be developmental driver for Stuart Haas Racing. He's going to be all over the place this year. Preece, 7 truck races. First one's going to be at Vegas. In early March, then Atlanta, March 19th, then Darlington, May 6th, later on that month, Texas, then June 24th, Nashville, July 23rd at Pocono, and then his last one will be at Kansas, September 9th there as well. Tanner Grace is supposed to apparently share this ride as well with him. We already talked about Tyler Ankrum in the 16. Tanner Gray, whoa, it's interesting. Why is he listed as 15 in the 17? I have no question. Tanner Gray, I believe, should be full-time. Jerry Baxter, what a good get for this team. Gets the crew chief for him. Long, good. A lot of knowledge in that camp there. So I believe Tanner Gray, and Tanner Gray's been up there. He's been a player every time the truck race hits. In the back end of the top 10, sometimes battling for a top 5 spot. You see him there as well. So, yeah, absolutely there. Number 13, ThorSport Racing. Obviously, Sauter could be back and forth there. Number 12, Youngs Motorsports has Spencer Boyd there in that ride. This is going to be Boyd for 3 races. And then they're going to announce their lineup there for that one as well. EG3 alum Jennifer Jo Cobb, we've had on this podcast before with her own race team. No other firmer as far as schedule goes. I would assume she will run most of the races. We'll stay tuned on that one. Blaine Perkins, this will be a full-time ride for him in the number 9 truck for CR7 Motorsports. John Nemechek, Rory talked about that. Him, yeah, he's top of the list to be contending to win a championship in the Truck Series this year. There, Kyle Busch Motorsports. He won 5 races last year. How many more can he get this year? That is the question there. After faltering in the championship race, Corey Roper in the 04 for his own team, Roper Racing. There, we know this dude, Jordan Anderson, his own squad, number 3, Jordan Anderson Racing Chevrolet. Yes, well, can this team step up to the plate? And he's supposed to have, apparently, numerous drivers in this truck. So, yeah, until then, we assume that Jordan Anderson, who's been a player at Daytona last couple years, be back at Daytona. Unless something weird happens between now and then, I suspect Anderson to be his own truck at Daytona. This dude, last couple years, has been in contention to win at Daytona. So don't put it past him now. This is kind of a sleeper pick for me as far as fantasy goes here. I might be giving that away already, but that's not finalized yet. So we'll see about that. But he's definitely up there as far as picks for my week one pick for sure. And I might do something about that. We'll see. On my own show, as far as pick skills, so we'll see. I'm kind of playing with it right now on that as well. And last but not least, obviously, Haley Deegan back in the number one truck for David Gillen Racing, of course, with her longtime sponsor Monster. I'm anxious to see how she does in her second full-time year. She recently raced in the Rolex 24 last weekend. She did pretty well as well. I'm anxious to see how she does there. She has Mike Hillman Jr. as the crew chief of that truck as well. Mike Hillman Jr. has multiple wins under his belt as crew chief and has contended for wins. Or I should say not for wins. He has multiple wins and contend for championships there as well. So Haley Deegan looking to make that next jump there and possibly contend weekly in the top 10 and maybe possibly get that long-term goal and get her first win in the Truck Series. That stay tuned for that as well. That's kind of a lineup right there as far as the 2022 Camry World Truck Series drivers goes as well. So I'm gonna put a bow on that. The 3Y NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Of course, the Truck Series season premiere in a couple weeks here. As I switch my tab here real quick for a friendly reminder for those of you who love the trucks. Obviously, FS1 kicks off another year with the Truck Camry World Truck Series February 18th. At 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time on FS1 Daytona International Speedway for the very first race there. So a lot to look forward to there. I'm pretty sure we'll have the entry list out to see what other. I'm pretty sure you're gonna get your dibble dabbles of veterans / who knows. We know Todd Bodine is going to be up in here somewhere. And I've heard from the grapevine, maybe another Greg Biffle appearance. I have no idea where that's going to come from. So let's see about that as well. But yes, definitely that's a season premiere there as well. So looking forward to some more truck action later on this month. That's going to do it for right now here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Another preview in the books. The next time I'm talking to you should be the preview of the Clash. I'll go over kind of the main points of the rules. I understand it now a little better, a little bit clarification now, finally, after wondering what the hell is going on with this Clash, when why there's pretty much a full field for a preseason Clash. Usually we see like half the field, but this is a short track debut out there in the USC Coliseum, LA. And this is AKA dirt style racing to it. Even yes, it is. It is on the pavement, but this has a dirt style to it. And you have to get to a certain four heats. You have to be in the top 4 in your respective heat to get to the main event. So interesting. Very, very interesting stuff. I'm looking forward to the weekend to see how this goes. This is bringing a lot of attention to the sport, a lot of new faces, and a lot of heavy hitters as well. Looking forward to that as well. But it's going to put be a wrap for right now. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to this edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Again, find it wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple. We're on Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more. For right now, that's going to do it for now. We appreciate y'all. Again, spread the word about this podcast. Obviously, there are several NASCAR podcasts out there. Add this to your collection of NASCAR podcasts. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast.